Amen. Thank you so much, Miss Karen. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. Welcome to First Baptist Church. So we're going to begin the service with a prayer. Brother Joel is on his way back from the beach, I believe. And so they're going to be here in time. We've got a memorial service for one of our longtime members, John Roper, who's been a deacon and a Sunday school teacher and a leader in our church. And so that's this afternoon. The service will be at 1:30. The visitation's 12 to 1:30. So Brother Joel's on his way back. Brother Paul is going to be bringing the Word of God to us in this service. Choir's going to be leading in worship and singing. And we want to invite you to join in that singing as well. So we've got a lot to be thankful for today and a lot to pray about today. So let's begin with a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, you're an awesome God, and you're worthy of worship and praise. You are a holy God, and we're not holy except for Christ in us. Thank you for saving us from our sins through Jesus. And I pray for each person here today, if there's someone that's never trusted you as their Savior and Lord, that they would make that decision today. I pray that you'll bless this time of worship, bless Paul as he brings the message to us, and each person that has a part in the music, and all the people in the congregation, that each one would worship you. I thank you, Lord, for our church family, and pray for the Roper family, that you'll comfort and strengthen them today, and other families too that are grieving right now. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stand as we continue singing and praising the Lord, thinking about running the race with endurance in the name of Jesus. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Hymn number 43.
Oh, Amen. What good singing we have this morning. Thank you for being here. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the traditional service here at First Baptist. And in your bulletin, there's a little QR code to register as a visitor. And if you would like to, we would love to be able to connect with you. Just take a few moments and walk around and greet some folks that you maybe haven't been introduced to yet, and just let them know how glad you are to have them with us today.
That song, our body being the temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, honor God, as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Been talking about the kingdom of God a lot lately. And the kingdom is wherever the rule and the reign of the Lord is. And I hope that he's ruling and reigning in your heart and life. Let your life be a sanctuary for the Lord's residence. Trust in him with all your heart. And let him be your everything. He's worthy of worship. So we're going to sing together a beautiful song of prayer as we think about spending time with the Lord and being God's sanctuary today. And we don't have to necessarily come to this building to pray. It's a great place to pray. But we can pray anywhere we go at any time. Let's go to the Lord in prayer now as we sing this beautiful hymn, hymn number 640, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Amen. Let's spend some time in prayer together. Just quietly go to the Lord in prayer and seek His face as you pray. Lord, in the stillness of this moment, we seek Your face. We seek to know You more, to love You with our whole hearts. Let our desires be Your desires. Your desires, our desires. Let us delight ourselves in You. I pray that You'll help us today to be true followers of You, seeking You and worshiping You in spirit and in truth today. Thank You for Your word, that Your word is truth and Your word is life. Thank You, Lord, for Jesus. All He means to us. Thank You for the sacrifice on Calvary's cross that He made so that we would not have to bear the wrath for our sin, but He bore it in our place, took upon Himself the punishment to bring peace for our souls. Thank You for the resurrection and the power over death, hell, and the grave. Thank You for the peace that passes all understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds today. Thank You for prayer, that we can talk to You, we can confess our sins to You, and that, Lord, You forgive us of our sins. Thank You for renewing our spirit and our souls. And Lord, help us to follow You closely all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. There's power in prayer, but the power is not in the words that we say, but it's in the one that we say those words to. And He's the one that brings the power and the strength for life. And He's the one that walks with us through the difficult challenges of life. And you know, if you've been paying attention around here, there's many in our congregation that are going through difficult times. And just the Lord will walk with you through those difficult times. What a friend we have in Jesus. It's our offertory hymn today. There are three stanzas, so we're going to stand on the last and receive our morning offering. It's hymn number 630. And let's sing it together. It's a familiar hymn. You join in the singing and praising of the Lord through it. Sing on the last.
Gracious Savior, still our prayer. join me in prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we serve a God that loves us and cares for us and provides for us. Lord, we thank you for your abundant mercy and your endless grace. Lord, we pray this day that you will be glorified through the singing and through the study of your word and the worship, Lord, that all things will be in for your honor and your glory. Lord, we pray this morning that as we take up an offering, Lord, that you'll just multiply it in abundance, and Lord, may it be used for the furtherance of your kingdom. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the Old Testament, we have a lot of descriptions of God associated with his name. His name, Jehovah or Yehovah, Jehovah Nissi, means the Lord is our banner. And so can you put yourself in Jerusalem about 2,000 years ago, close to it, as Jesus is coming in, riding on a foal, a donkey, and the people are shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen. What a wonderful presentation of music this morning, Ken. And I want to thank Ken and Karen and the choir. And I want to just mention that some of our choir members have been here since early this morning. They've participated in the early service, and they stay through the choir special. And I appreciate them putting in the extra time also. This morning, I'd like for you to take your Bibles and turn to the 20th Psalm, Psalm 20. And those of you that keep notes in your Bible, I realize that I preached from this scripture back in 2019. And so this is a little different approach, and I hope that you will get a blessing out of being here today. Psalm 20. As a psalm of David, perhaps David took a moment of spontaneous prayer by the people on his behalf and shaped it into a song to remember and to recall the spiritual strength and the glory of that moment. And it's amazing how some people have the ability and just have the gift of taking a situation or a thought and just rolling it up into a song that will bless people for many decades to come. And so here we see the people praying for the king who was about to lead his soldiers into battle. And in verse 1 and 2, we see, "May the Lord answer and help. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." And Ken has already mentioned, and it is true that a lot of our precious members and folks that we love in our church have been going through some for many months or maybe even years. They've been going through some real difficult times. And we have seen in their lives how God has sustained them, just as David was sustained by the prayers of his people. And so today I believe that this message is for all of us that either have been going through difficult times or in difficult times or perhaps going to face times of difficulty. And he says, "May the Lord answer you." And this is a prayer from the multitude of congregation. Is we notice in verse 5 that we see the word "we," which indicates that it wasn't a singular prayer, but it was a prayer by the group of people. And we know that "you" refers to one person because it is singular. "You" is singular throughout and is identified in verse 6 as the Lord's anointed. The picture here is of King David before battle, perhaps like the battle with the Syrians in 2 Samuel chapter 10, at the tabernacle of God, offering prayers before the battle. And here, the onlooking multitude responds to the king's prayer with a cry, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." One of the most stirring of all of the Psalms because it is praying for a life and death situation. And a lot of us, we go through times of life and death situations. We don't know how often and how God does it, but someday I believe in glory He's going to reveal the times that He has saved our life that we didn't know that we were even in danger. But you can rest assured that Satan is out to harm you and to kill you. And without the protection of the Lord, he would be successful. But with the protection of the Lord, you have comfort in knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is protecting you. But he was praying for and the people were joining him in prayer, praying for this life and death situation. And so also this prayer that may have been offered prophetically for Jesus, because he pointed himself toward the cross where he would fight the greatest battle of sin, death, and Satan's power. So this could be a prophetic prayer, as we see later in the New Testament, how Jesus Christ overcame Satan so that he could go to the cross and die for our sins. And so the scripture says, may he remember all of your offerings, such as on the eve of battle they were remembering that. That he may remember, that he may accept your burnt sacrifice. And not all of our prayers and sacrifices in that day were honored. They had to be given by faith, and they had to be from the heart. As we pray, we must pray from the heart. And then we see the little phrase there in at the end of verse 3, Selah. The idea of this in the Hebrew word, which occurs some 74 times in the Old Testament, it is intended for a pause. And most people look at this as a reflective pause, one where we can just take a moment and reflect on the goodness and the power of God. And one of the things that I love about Ken's leading worship is there are times in the service where he will pause and he will give us an opportunity to reflect on what God is saying to us and how he is speaking to our hearts. And so it is it can be a musical interlude of some kind, but let us take times in our lives during the day and from time to time to pause and remember the blessings of God. I remember in the days gone by that at Thanksgiving, as a family, we would pause and we would consider the blessings of the Lord. And I think that everyone here today, even if you're going through times of trial, you will recognize that you have been blessed by the Lord. And so in verse number 4, it says, may the Lord grant according to your heart's desire and fulfill your purpose. And we desire things from our heart, and we pray for those things. But oftentimes we pray with a short-term vision, and God is, he is looking at the eternal perspective. And we sometimes pray moment by moment for things that are that's right upon us, but God is answering prayer with the perspective of the eternal Father, where he sees our entire life and he sees all of eternity and how what we go through can and will benefit the lives of others. I'm thinking of some of our families who have been through tremendous difficulty, but how by their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and how their faithfulness to God has been a testimony to all of those around them. And so he desires that we are in one accord with his plan and the will of God for us. And he says that you may fulfill all of your purpose, since God, since David's purpose was victory for all of the people. This was a good and necessary prayer to pray. And see, we see that also in verse number 5, may the Lord answer prayer. He will rejoice in your salvation, and the name of our God will set up banners. And so they were not only expecting their prayers to be answered, but they were already setting up banners in order to celebrate the victory that they were confident that God would provide. And so when we pray, I believe that it's important for us to pray in faith, knowing that God will hear and answer the prayer. And when He does not answer the prayer the way that we wish that it would be answered, help us to have the faith to look forward and to see how God can use our circumstance in order to perhaps even bring others to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Apostle Paul knew about fulfillment of God's desire and purpose in his life. You may remember his miraculous conversion on the road to Damascus and all that he went through. And yet at the end of life, he says, "I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." And so may God use us and the faith that we have in Him so that when our time comes, we will be able to say, "You know, Lord, I have done the best I could to have my faith in You and to put all of my trust in You, and I have finished the course that You have put forth for me." And so He will fulfill your petitions. He says here in this scripture in verse 5, "We will rejoice in your salvation." And so that was the confidence that God's people had in their King David for his success. It's interesting reading throughout the New Testament in Kings and in the Old Testament books to see how God miraculously took care of his people. And I want you to know that he still works miracles as he takes care of us, because we may not see the dramatic things that happen in our life, but we can see God's work and his hand working in our lives from day to day. Yes, the Father saved the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from sin, from pride, from self-reliance, from doubt, from failure, and even eternal death, because he was faithful to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see the triumph of God's anointed in verse 6, because the scripture says he saves his anointed. "Now I know that the Lord has saved his anointed." And here King David expressed the great confidence that God would answer his prayer of his people. God would save, he would rescue the king, his anointed. And yet, prophetically, we look forward to see the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an interesting study to see the times that Satan tried to hinder Jesus Christ from going to the cross of Calvary. But each time, God, his Father, gave him the ability and gave him the strength to withstand the temptation that was before him. And in verse 7, it says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord." Human strength is a great thing. Military defense is a great thing. But when we leave God out of the equation, none of the equipment that we have devised in our minds and built with our hands can save us from our enemies unless we have our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. In the spiritual war, which we're all engaged in, is the first necessary step to victory is to renounce all confidence and wisdom and strength of the nature of this world, and to remember that He has given us the promise of His protection if we will put Him first. In verse 8 and 9, it talks about the triumph of those who trust the Lord. And may the king answer us when we call. They have bowed down and fallen. We have risen to stand upright. David's trust in God could be justified on many grounds. And yet those are nothing compared to the trust and the faith that he had in his Father and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so God today is speaking to us to tell us that even through our trials and our tribulations and our troubles, that we can trust Him. We can trust Him to give us the victory even before the battle, because He has promised that He would never leave us or forsake us or fail us. And I'm glad that we serve a God who's faithful to us and that He loves us and He cares for us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for today and thank You, Lord, for the fact that we can trust in You. We can pray, and we know that You hear and answer our prayers. And Father, we just want to thank You for going to the cross of Calvary. We thank You for coming forth and being raised from the dead so that we will never, ever have to worry about whether or not You care for us, because You have proved it. You have demonstrated Your love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, You died for us. And Lord, thank You for being faithful, and thank You for loving us and caring for us in such a personal and precious way. For I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. In just a moment, we'll sing an invitational hymn, and I would invite you that if you have any decision that you would like to make, whether it's to join the church or to come and pray or rededicate your life, just whatever you need, I'll be here in the front to receive you. And I think all of us come to times in our lives where we can just pause, as the psalmist said, just pause and thank God for His goodness and for His faithfulness. God bless you.
I need Thee every hour. Hymn number 638. Let's stand together as we sing. Shared with you earlier, we do have several families going through difficult times. As I mentioned, John Roper's memorial service will take place this afternoon at 1:30. Visitation will be 12 noon until that time, till 1:30, right here in the sanctuary. Brother Charles Watkins, our former senior adult minister, mature adult minister, passed away on the 24th of August, and his service was yesterday. Unfortunately, it was the same time as we had already scheduled Brother Mike Sweeterman's memorial service. So many of us who would have been involved with that or attended that were not able to. But you can make contact with his family. We've got information in our church office. We can get you in contact with them if you need to and would like to. Mr. Cecil Ross, one of our senior adults, has passed away also on the 18th, and his memorial service will be Tuesday. We'll actually have a visitation in the fellowship hall from noon, I believe it is, or until 2. So a two-hour visitation. There'll be some snacks and water in there provided, and then there'll be a private family gathering at the cemetery at 2:30. So be in prayer for these families and others in our church going through difficult times as well. Pray for Brother Joel and his family as they're heading back earlier today and even now as well. Pray for them as he'll have a part in the service today. Let's see what we have, Brother Brother Will Reeves. The Skidmore family joined last week, and then, as you know, Barb and Harv Holly also joined during second service last week. Let's move on to the next one. Kids in Action returns this Wednesday night. So Children's Ministry is kicking off with a big bang this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. That also reminds me that our Wednesday night meals will get started usually around 5:15 is when we start. It's a real inexpensive way to have a great meal. Patience Maples does a great job. I can't wait to get started back because we have such a great time of fellowship around the table. Maybe there's some people that come from early worship and that you might not be acquainted with, but you can meet them as we fellowship together over a meal on Wednesday nights. I shared the same thing about you this morning with them. It's going to be a great time of fellowship. You can sign up in the church office, and we'll get you on the list and make sure we have plenty of food. Patience so willingly does a great job of cooking and serving on that night, as many volunteers I see even here tonight, today. Our next slide is Seamless, the women's Bible study that starts on the 6th of September that night. And so at 6 o'clock, it's going to be a great time for our ladies' Bible study. Men's monthly prayer breakfast, the first one is September the 9th, 7 o'clock in the fellowship hall. That's a Saturday morning, so hope you'll put that on your calendar and plan to be a part of that powerful prayer breakfast. Women's Fall Koinonia Recipe Swap is coming up on the 10th at 6 p.m. I believe that's a Sunday evening in the fellowship hall. So prepare a favorite dish and bring your favorite recipe to share, and it's going to be a time of worship and fellowship, and the nursery is provided. Children's Choir begins on September the 11th. Sign-up sheets are available in the children's ministry area. I have some in the music suite, and also we have some in the church office. Several have already signed up. You have to be 4 years old by September 1st to be a part of this year's choir. And so go ahead and get them signed up. Goes through the fifth grade. And so thank you so much for all of our volunteers that help with that as well. The Western Roundup is coming up on Tuesday, September the 12th. The Pickers turning into the Sons of Pioneers that night. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's lots of great food, and there's homemade ice cream added into this fellowship since we had to skip the homemade ice cream fellowship earlier this month because of kitchen renovations. So that's all about done, and everything's going to be good and ready to go by the 12th. And that's all of the slides, and so we hope that you'll take note of all these announcements and be in prayer for these families, as we mentioned. Stand as we close by singing our song. It's been our theme for this month, and we'll carry it on into next week to go along with Brother Joel's message. It's By Faith. By faith and as you go, you are sent to do just that. Walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you.